أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن لم يستطع منكم طولا أن ينكح المحصنات المؤمنات فمما ملكت أيمانكم من فتياتكم المؤمنات والله أعلم بإيمانكم بعضكم من بعض فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنة منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم والله غفور رحيم. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 25 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to speak about those women who is impermissible for us to marry. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made an exclusion to that. Here in this ayat, before we go into the translation of it, the overview of it is that there are those people, and there were those people in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam who had the fear of committing zina, breaking the command of Allah Ta'ala by being disobedient in promiscuity, shamelessness, etc. However, they did not have the financial ability to marry women that were free. They didn't have that amount to pay the mahar and even to support and look after her. But because of this great fear they had of embarking on a sin and breaking the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them a way out in that they could then marry slave girls that are believers. This is not the ideal situation, not because of any inferior or superior quality of iman. But a slave girl is owned by her owner, and she is in the services of her owner, and the result of it will be that she will not be able to give 100% dedication to her husband, number one. Number two, if and when there are children, because she is a slave girl owned by someone, then those children are also bonded to that owner. In other words, the children are not going to be free. She being in the service of her master predominantly and then her husband, she is not going to be able to look after those children. And the result is that those children not only are going to be enslaved, but then also insofar as the Islamic education and the tarbiyat is concerned, they are going to lack. So whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this door and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed it to happen, at the same time, at the end of the verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it is for those who have the fear of embarking on zina. However, if they made sabr, it would have been better for them. So hence Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا, whoever does not have the financial capacity, the financial ability, أَيَّنْ كِحَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ, to marry muhsanat, in other words, free women, al-mu'minat, who are believers, فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, then from those slave girls who are believers. One is a person owns a slave girl, then obviously it was permissible for him to cohabit with her. But here the person doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have his own slave girl, and the result is then he will have to marry one. Wallahu a'lamu bi imanikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well your iman. A person can put up a window dressing, a person can do whatever, veneer his qualities, his character, his deeds, etc. But what's in the heart, that is known only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ba'dukum min ba'd. Slaves are not someone or something that one should overlook, one should look down upon, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there is the essence of iman there, and on the other side, some of you are from others. In other words, all of you are from the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and you are all equal insofar as iman is concerned. That is known only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now if one wishes, one can marry these slave girls, but one condition will be, you cannot do it without the permission of the owner, the master. That owner, that master needs to give permission. So marry them with the permission of the owner, the master. وَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And give them the mahr according to the stipulated Shari'i rules. In other words, do it, number one, happily. Do not hold back anything. Do not delay the payments if arrangements were made otherwise, etc. مُحْصَنَاتٍ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحَاتٍ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, when you are doing all of this, then the intention of that woman should also be such that she also wants to acquire chastity and she is also chaste. غَيْرَ مُسَافِحَاتٍ. She is not promiscuous, she is not indecent and shameless. وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانٍ. And she is not such a woman that has a secret relationship with another man. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that even then you should look for someone that has purity within them. فَإِنْ أُحْصِنَّ فَإِنْ أَتَيْنَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ فَعَلَيْهِنَّ نِصْفُ مَا عَلَى الْمُحْصَنَاتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in another issue with regards to the penal law. In other words, the Islamic hudud, the law of penalty insofar as slaves are concerned. If a free man or a free woman had committed zina, Allah Ta'ala forbid, and they were not married, then 100 lashes would have been given to them. And if they were married, any one of the two would have been married, they would have been stoned to death. So what happens now with regards to a slave, male or female, married or unmarried? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the rule with Allah ta'ala will be half of what a freed person would get. So half of what a freed person will get will be half of the 50 lashes, immaterial whether the slave is married or not, male or female. If they had committed zina, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule will be they will get 50 lashes. You cannot half the stoning to death. So hence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dropped off. And Allah ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أُحْصِنَّ. Then when she acquired chastity by marriage, she married someone, فَإِنْ أَتَيْنَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ. And then she approached promiscuity, فَعَلَيْهِنَّ نِصْفُ مَا عَلَى الْمُحْصَنَاتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Then upon them will be half of what a free woman will get from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ الْعَنَةَ مِنْكُمْ. All of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed, that a male, a Muslim male, marries a Muslim female slave. All of it Allah says, for that person who fears committing zina, fornication. وَأَنْ تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. However, Allah Ta'ala says, and that you make sabr, that you persevere and you abstain will still be better for you, that when Allah Ta'ala gives you the wealth and then you marry somebody that is free, so that you will have your freedom, your children will be free, and all of the other disadvantages will be overcome. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most ghafur. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is rahim. Allah Ta'ala is most kind. And all of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the important aspect here is the aspect of iman and the safeguard of iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.